providers of feedback. Many types of performance measurements involve facts and figures that can be generated from the distribution requirements planning system and other sources of historical data. There is one other critical area that is used to measure performance and provide feedback: customers. Successfully gathering and using customer feedback is a must for any organization looking to satisfy actual demand as it changes over time. Feedback guides and informs the organization's decision-making and influences its product overview. Two groups of customers can provide valuable feedback regarding distribution performance: business or internal supply chain customers, and consumers. Business or internal supply chain customers could include suppliers, integrators, distributors, and retailers. These groups are primarily adding value to the product or service and then moving it to the end consumer. The second group consists of consumers at the termination of the supply chain, and this is called the voice of the customer. Depending on its network distribution model, the organization may or may not have direct access to the end consumer. Before an organization begins collecting feedback from these two customer groups, it needs to make sure that it has clearly defined why it is seeking feedback. Outlining the process, as well as the desired outcomes, is essential for gathering feedback. Otherwise, the organization may be blindly asking for feedback that will only muddy its understanding of its customers. Before beginning, consider: what part of the experience does the organization want to improve? What will the organization do with the data collected? Which data collection method works best to accomplish these goals? Exhibit 8-60 describes some data collection methods. The term customer is used generically to describe business or internal supply chain customers and end consumers. Exhibit 8-60. Data collection methods. Many types of feedback described in the exhibit can be generically described as unstructured data. While structured data is formatted to be usable by information systems, unstructured data needs significant formatting to be used by information systems. Unstructured data can be used in decision-making but may require more effort and time to digest. A good example of both types is a survey with some scaled answers and some open questions. The scaled answers are structured data that can be compiled in an information system. An average result from all respondents can be found. The open questions are unstructured data and need to be read and key points summarized. While this was formerly a manual process, AI is able to speed up this process considerably. Distribution performance expectations can vary depending on the type of service being provided to an end consumer. For example, with make-to-stock or assemble-to-order customers, the expectation is that the item is in stock or a configurable item's components are in stock. Common measurements of service for make-to-stock organizations are: percent of items demanded in a period that were fulfilled from stock, percent of demand satisfied from stock during the reorder cycle. This gives the organization an idea of exposure to stockouts. Percent of line items in an individual customer order that have been filled out of inventory. Percent of customers for whom all line items were filled from inventory. For engineer or make-to-order customers, the service expectations revolve around two questions: did the organization meet or not meet the promised delivery date? What was the time from order placement until order delivery, including manufacturing and finishing lead time? A fierce commitment to gathering, organizing, and using customer feedback plays an important role in pushing both products and the organization forward. Using customer feedback. Satisfied customers are the lifeline to the future for organizations. There are times when customer feedback can be used to redesign, re-engineer, or rethink processes in key areas of manufacturing and the supply chain to better meet evolving customer needs and expectations, giving the firm a competitive edge. The best organizations are using customer feedback to create loyalty and gain a competitive advantage by listening to the customer experience. One of the more common methods for measuring and improving the distribution planning process using customer feedback is re-examining the metrics for customer service. Customer service measures can focus on inventory being available when and where the customer requires it, or on custom orders being filled within desired customer lead times. This process involves examining bill rates, average length of time required to satisfy back orders, percentage of order replenishment cycles in which one or more units are back ordered. Analysis of these factors provides insight into the investment required to achieve the desired customer service level. Note that use of customer feedback must be balanced against the costs associated with implementing the desired features.